I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Tomorrow night, the Giants kick off their 2015 season in Dallas against the Cowboys. Coming up on the show, we'll look at the great rivalry that is the Giants-Cowboys, and we'll take a look back at a former Giant, Eric Howard. But to get things started, Devon Kennard enters his second year with the New York Giants in the National Football League. In this offseason, we had a chance to take our cameras to his hometown in Arizona.
Mettenberger gets walloped and sacked by the blitzing linebacker, Devon Kennard.
Yeah, we like him.
I woke up about 6:45 this morning, got me a good breakfast in. Right now, Thursday is my haircut day, so, you know, looking a little rough now, but in a minute, I'm going to get a fresh cut, nice little lineup, and, you know, take you around my city a little bit, show you guys what it's like in Phoenix and, you know, some of the hot spots I grew up going to and, you know, what my life is like a little bit. Heading into my barbershop, been going to this guy for a long, long time, as long as I can remember. His name's Carlos. He's been cutting me up since I had to be in a high chair. So, you know, every time I'm in town, I gotta come back and kick it with him and let him cut me up. What's good, Los?
What's good, man?
Chilling.
Good to see you,
yep.
Yeah, he's grown into a beast. He's a beast. So I know this year he's gonna kill. After getting that first year on his belt, go to the next level.
Yeah, that was Lance.
What's good, bro?
What's up, man?
Type of reality TV show we on right now, man.
Damn the life.
Speaking of mentor and leaders, this is my brother's, one of my brother's best friends, and Lance Briggs, you know, all pro linebacker, and went to U of A. So I grew up, you know, watching him, and he's somebody I talk to, you know, pretty regularly and look up to.
Being able to watch him play just about every linebacker position while he was at USC, from DN to over all the linebacker positions, man, he's just shows how versatile, you know, a player he is, and, you know, he has the type of violent activity that you need as a linebacker, you know, at the point of attack. So, you know, those are the things that are real key, you know, and that and he can run. So he'll just keep building his value.
The amount I've learned in a matter of a year is incredible. And, you know, I'm just want to take all the lessons I learned and everything and, you know, really just kind of use that to fuel me for next season and what I can do moving forward. Now that I got the fresh cut, I'm going to go ahead and take you guys to a couple of the hot spots that I grew up on in Arizona and take you to my high school. I'm about to drive up to my high school, and high school was a special time for me, man. I learned a lot, and my brother was able to coach me and be my position coach majority of my high school football career. You know, high school was just a great experience for me, and you know, I come back as often as I can. I stay connected with, you know, old teachers, old friends. And, you know, I definitely have plans on giving back to my high school.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, so good to see you.
No,
how
good
to see you. Filming your life? Because I see
they're
you
doing like a day in a life with Devon Kennard.
You got me on camera right now.
For me, this is kind of where it all began. And, man, I remember just all the practices, all the blood, sweat, and tears that I put into, you know, these fields. And, you know, every time I come here, it's kind of a touching feeling for me because it's where, you know, all my dreams started to come true. I remember running sprints on this field in June, July, and August. So we'd be out here at the middle of the day running sprints. There's like this big hill down the street that we'd always have to run hills on. So this is the hill, the legendary hill. It's right by my house, my high school. We used to have to run from campus over here, run hills. And, you know, me and my brother would come here and do extra hills all the time, you know, to really work on explosion, on getting out. I remember we had to run up this hill with kettlebells in our arms and, you know, do sprints all the way to the top and things like that. So, you know, this is the hill that really, you know, I credit some of my speed, some of my power, some of my explosion to, because, man, even now I come back and I run this hill and it's, you know, like an instant part of my, you know, workout regimen in my off season. It's about like 300 and something meters all the way to the top. So, you know, typical workout would be sprint up that about 20 yards, 10 times, 30 yards, 10 times. And then, you know, you always got to finish with a couple to the, all the way to the top, you know, kind of really dig. And that gets to the point where your legs are shaking, your body's really kind of worn out. And man, that last like probably 100 meters, your legs feel like jello. But, you know, that gives you that little last finish in games, that last bit of explosion that you really need.
On next week's show, part two of our interview with Devon Kennard, we'll meet his family, including his dad, who has a ring of his own. Now it's time to meet one of the new Giants, George Selvey, in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm George Selvey, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Pensacola, Florida. My favorite video game as a kid had to be WrestleMania 2000. My favorite food would have to be cookies. My celebrity crush right now is Janelle Monáe. One thing I cannot live without is toilet paper. An actor that I picked to play me in the movie had to be Morris Chestnut. My strangest talent that I have is, I don't know the strangest one, yeah. My song to play after my big play would have to be Power by Kanye West. Last song I sang in the shower was Bad Habits by Maxwell. If I had to take one movie, I would have to take Life. And if I had to take one book, it would be Green Eggs and Ham. One word to describe myself is quiet. I'm out. That's good.
Good stuff there from George Selvey. When we come back, we'll look back at a former Giant now living in Texas as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's time for our Where Are They Now segment, presented by Verizon. Eric Howard is a two-time Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants. Since his retirement, he's moved on to Texas. Here's a closer look at E and where he is now.
In the second round of the 1986 NFL Draft, Big Blue added a defensive nose tackle out of Washington State to bolster their already stellar defense. And Eric Howard would become part of a Giants team that was destined for greatness.
For me, particularly because I didn't really have any concept of what I was stepping into, it was all sort of surreal, and I just was along for the ride. It was great. But I, you know, remember playing an active role. But when I think back on memories, you know, the ones that you remember are the playoff games and the Super Bowl, and those experiences stick with you. You know, how can I ever forget being in Pasadena for the Super Bowl? It was a phenomenal experience.
Got the ball, backs up to the two, he's in the end zone, he got him! Crazy! And a big 2 points for the football Giants.
Does the football view with your arms up?
Yeah.
Famous photo.
That's what I remember. Particularly being in the Rose Bowl and some of those bigger plays and some of those bigger series, you know, is what I remember the best.
But Eric's most memorable moment would come 4 years later in the 1990 NFC Championship game. With the Giants trailing the 49ers by a point late in the fourth quarter, all San Francisco had to do was run out the clock. But when his team needed him the most, Howard would step up with this signature play.
I remember that sort of seminal moment before the ball was snapped. It was a real feeling of desperation. I remember thinking, you know, prior to the snap, somebody's got to make a play here.
And the clock continues to tick off those precious seconds. First and 10. Ring again. It's behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball.
You know, I busted through, and there's Roger Craig. I knew that I had made the tackle. I knew that I had made the fumble, you know, because I see, you know, LT get up and run off of the ball.
Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
But the guy who caused the fumble was Eric Howard, the old nose tackle. You know, those old nose tackles don't get a heck of a lot of talk about, but Eric Howard made the biggest play of his life on that fumble.
It's sort of apropos that my marquee play is one that most folks don't know I ever made until the game is after. Bill met me on the bus and said, "Hey, I heard that was you who made that play." Super. So, you know, I'll take it, you know, nose tackle.
And the rest is history, as Eric and the Giants would capture their second Vince Lombardi trophy at Super Bowl XXV in Tampa. Howard would play four more seasons with Big Blue and retired from the game in 1996 after an 11-year career. Following his life in the NFL, Howard and his family would move west to the Lone Star State, where Eric started a real estate development company called Howard Ranch.
Flew into just looking for a place to settle down after football, and I always gravitated towards open spaces. So I just came out here to settle down and raise the kids. But as fate would have it, I actually was approached by the local municipality to develop the property, having not known anything about development. It sounded very easy at the time. Take a piece of dirt, cut it up, sell it off in pieces. I, like everything else, experience is a good school, but the tuition is high. So it's been a long learning process, and here we are. I started this project actually about a decade ago. We've got 125 some odd home sites. We built historical architecture homes. And so we've built ourselves a niche here of folks from all over the country who've come for that reason, because they like this architecture. So this is the only covered bridge in Hays County, Texas. And so this is about a 60 or 70 foot span. And you know, this fits right into everything that we do. It's the theme of our architecture, and it fits the time period. So we're sort of partial to our covered bridge. And so we've grown substantially over the 20 years or so that I've been here. And you know, we're now a fast growing bedroom community in a suburb of Austin. I came here to retire. I came here to do nothing. But, you know, as fate would have it, you know, I just backed into this deal and plunged into it with both feet. And, you know, having retired from the NFL, I, you know, sort of did the Cortez thing. You know, burned all my ships and, you know, motivated myself to go do something different.
Big E was always one of my favorites. He was a class guy when he was with the Giants. Good to see him doing well in Texas. When we come back, we'll look at the Giants-Cowboys rivalry as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday night, Giants and Cowboys in Dallas, renewing that fantastic rivalry.
This classic rivalry would reach new heights in the Giants championship season of 2011. The Giants would find themselves with their backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive. Trailing by two scores late in the fourth quarter, Eli Manning would once again lead the Giants' comeback.
You know the circumstances. 5 minutes left, you're down 12. You know, you need two touchdowns. And we went down there and scored pretty quickly.
He's back to throw. He looks middle. He throws middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Jake Ballard.
Eli Manning is doing the impossible again.
Despite these late-game heroics, a Dallas field goal would still tie the game in the final seconds of regulation.
And now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left half with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants, and it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it! Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And the New York Giants have saved their season as they've come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
3 weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium, but the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season. And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants would blaze to the finish line.
Cruz has got it. Down the left side, Lenny goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Throughout the history of this great matchup, there have been many memorable moments. But in week 12 of the 2014 season, Odell Beckham Jr. would raise that rivalry and take it to a new level in rarefied air.
Manning on a play fake. Rolls right and throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch ridiculous. With one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Wow,
ridiculous. He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
That is a difference maker, folks. 43 yards on the touchdown pass, Manning to Odell Beckham Jr.
Let's go! Let's go!
The love lost between these two storied franchises is no secret. And as the two teams get ready for yet another opening night battle, the Giants know what's at stake.
I've never liked Dallas. I just never have. As a kid, never liked them. You get here right away, you realize that that's the game you got to win.
It's going to be huge, you know, and in prime time, you know, Dallas has been a tough team these past couple of years for us, and we got to have a lot of pride going into this game and, you know, come out with a win.
Over my 12 years, we've had such important games against the Cowboys, and Sunday night in Dallas, those were fun games, and, you know, looking forward to those moments.
I mean, what better way to open up a season?
That's a look at the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. Time now for Sideline Jam as we get ready for the 91st season of Big Blue and Giants Pride.
Hey, man, it starts today, baby. It starts today. We got everything we need right in this circle. You play every down like it's your last. One play at a time. Do it for the man next to you. Giants Pride on three. One, two, three. Giants Pride.
Giants Pride means...
breaks left to the 10. Cruise to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Determination.
He looks. He's going to get sacked.
Sacrifice.
45 midfield. Bounces off another tackle.
Commitment.
Here are our playmakers right here. Let's go make plays, all right? Have some fun, baby.
Loyalty.
And it's the pride about protecting the guy to the left of you, the right of you, and playing for those guys.
The New York Giants should also be a stronger front. The O-line. The D-line.
It stands for something, and when we go out there, you know, we're supposed to play a certain way.
That is the epitome of Giants defense there.
Are you ready?
Intercepted by Prince Mukamara.
I'm ready.
That's why they drafted him.
We need you now.
Lobs the corner of the end zone, caught by Randall.
Right here. Right now.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Let's go!
Giants pride.
Are you ready for Big Blue football?
In Dallas!
Daddy's time! Let's go! One, two, three, Giants pride!
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants kick off their season tomorrow night in Dallas against the Cowboys. Not only are the Giants getting ready for the season, but they're always giving back. Earlier this week, several players made their way to Lower Manhattan to visit a firehouse that has special meaning.
This firehouse was actually formed on September 11th. 150th anniversary is this Friday.
That's right. Wow. I'm selling this.
It's truly an honor just to be here because these are the real, you know, everyday heroes. What they do for people every day on a regular basis, it's just, you know, I feel really privileged to be able to be around them, break bread with them, and see some of the memorial stuff for 9/11.
And then that's actually the ticket that sent us to the World Trade Center.
I had about 17 years on when 9/11 happened. I got off the night before. Mike Carroll relieved me the night before, and he passed away. That's the monument that we have for the guys. Eight of them were working on duty, and four of them had just gotten off but went down on their own.
And these guys, they put their lives on the line every day for us. You know, you get in a situation where you need somebody, we know we can count on them. This time of year, it's good to kind of give back and remember those who lost their lives because it was truly an, you know, American tragedy. But it's amazing all the people who came together to make sure everyone was safe.
Over under, too small.
This is just right, right?
Perfect.
Hey, man. He needed to go ahead and go down a size, kind of wear an extra large.
You big boy. Okay.
These are the guys we look up to. Everybody here loves football, and especially the Giants. I mean, they're a local team. We try to give 100% every time we're out there. We try to be prepared like they do. We love to watch them. Love to cheer for them. They give us a lot to look forward to.
Shout out Letter 3 Recon, baby.
I was a goofy Giant fan as a kid, so it's great meeting the current players, and now I have somebody to really root for.
Good.
You know, I had the opportunity last year with the team to go to the 9/11 Memorial, and that was just incredible to see. And being able to see things like that firsthand and see the firefighters who fought and died here. You know, it's just, it's remarkable what these men do every day, and it, you know, really makes me appreciate it.
Great job by the Giants earlier this week. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. The Giants open up tomorrow night in Dallas against the Cowboys, and there are question marks about this football team as they embark upon their 2015 season. One thing you have to remember, though, is how a team starts a year isn't necessarily how it finishes. If you look at the Giants' last two Super Bowl championships, or even go back to 1990, where Phil Simms got hurt and the Giants were off to a great start. Teams have to have the ability to adjust. And what you have to do during the course of the year is figure out guys that can serve certain roles and make up for guys who might be out. That's all part of the National Football League. It's everyday business. It's not new for the Giants. But the one key thing is that they've got Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, who's been through this before and knows how to get it done. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.